Good afternoon. This is John Thomas again. As you know, or you should know, certainly, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's exactly right. You can choose the weight you want to live at, and you'll be able to do so. By the way, let me tell you yet again, this is free. I do not want a penny of your money. Keep your money. When you finish this, you will need it to buy new clothes. Let's go over what we've learned so far. I hope you've been paying attention to my podcast. They'll do you a lot of good. They will help you solve your problem, and indeed, solve it. You weigh too much. Why? Because you put too much food in your mouth. Just that simple. You knew you were doing it. It wasn't a secret. No one hid it from you. You put your hand out, put a fork, knife, cut the food, put it in your mouth, ate it, put more food in your mouth, put more food in your mouth. And voila, you weigh too much, and you say, gee, I wonder why I did that. How can I solve it? Well, you can't solve it until and unless you understand why you put the food in the mouth to begin with. You say, oh, it's because I have a wonderful appetite. I have a great appetite. It's terrific. And I love food. And I'm really hungry. Well, all that is nonsense. If you were eating for nourishment, you wouldn't be fat. You wouldn't be overweight. When you say you have a big appetite, what are you really saying? I mean, eating is just four things. You put food in your mouth. You taste it. You love those wonderful juices running around, the sweetness, the fat, the protein, the carbohydrate, whatever it is around your tongue. It makes you feel good. So you put food in your mouth, you taste it, then you chew it and get all the juices out, then you swallow it. That's it. You don't want the food in your system. I'm not suggesting you spit it out, but food in your system is what makes you fat. So what do you really want? What are you really doing? You said, I have a big appetite, or I love food. You love the taste of food. You love the food in your mouth. You don't just love it, you need it. Not for nourishment, because of how it makes you feel. It's the emotional satisfaction it gives you. When you get nervous, when you get anxious, what do? You reach for a piece of candy, chocolate maybe. You go out and get a sweet roll, maybe pizza, fried chicken, whatever it is. It's something you think is essential for you. And you've made an emotional choice, not an intellectual choice. You said, okay, I need the food in my mouth so much that I'd rather be fat than not have the food in my mouth. Think about that for a second, because that's exactly what has happened. Logically, it's stupid. Logically, you say, I'm not going to make myself fat. Emotionally, you had to. Why? Because you needed to solve your emotional problem. When I say emotional problem, I'm not talking about psychosis. I'm talking about the fact that you had a need to put the food in your mouth to make yourself feel better, or less anxious, or less depressed. So when you say, I have a big appetite, or wonderful appetite, I love food, keep in your mind what you're really saying is, I need what the food does for me. I need the satisfaction I get from the food. I need to conquer my fear, or my anxiety, or my depression. And the way I've been doing it is by putting food in my mouth, because it does it, for a little while. You got to remember that if you're satisfying your emotional needs with food, which is exactly what you're doing, you have to keep doing it over and over and over. Sure, all the time. There's always food around. Reach out and get it all the time. There are people who keep candy in their desk. Why? Because they don't want to be without it. Why? It makes them nervous. They want to have it available at a moment's notice to put in their mouth. Why? Make them feel better. So you're getting emotional satisfaction from food. But it's not just the food. It's having food in your mouth. So don't kid yourself by saying you have a wonderful appetite or you love food. It's something you need. You feel you need because of what it does for you. If you question this or you don't believe me, try it. Go do it for yourself. When you feel the need to put food in your mouth, for any reason, don't do it. Say, all right, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to test what John's telling me. Tell you what's going to happen. You're going to feel nervous, eventually anxious, panicky a little bit, depressed, and sooner or later, you're going to give in and put food in your mouth. And when you do, you say, oh my gosh, oh, the food is so wonderful. What you're really saying, the food is making me feel better. The emotional reaction to what I get from food is terrific. Now let's talk about diets. I've talked about diets before. I don't have a knock on any diet. I don't care. But any diet, every diet you've ever heard of or you will ever hear of is going to tell you that you cannot eat certain foods. or you cannot eat as much of those foods as you want or you like or you feel you need. They say you must eat other foods. I don't care if it's high fat, low carb, high protein, doesn't make a bit of difference. They're telling you, they're depriving you of something you feel you need for emotional reasons. Once you understand that you're putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons, everything becomes simple, and the solution becomes simple. It really does. You got to get the feel of it and understand why you've been doing it. You can test this all you want. There's no test. You don't get a grade from me. All you do is keep put it in your mouth, take it out, and see how you feel. Then look at the diet. The diet is saying, okay, let's say you like apple pie, right, ice cream or whatever, and you can't have any more, or just a little bit or a treat. Why should you have a treat? They're taking it away from you. All diets, without exception, are based on some sort of deprivation. Some sort of deprivation, things you can no longer have. And since these are things, this food that gives you the emotional satisfaction you want, the deprivation is emotional. They're saying, okay, you can't have that feeling good anymore that you got from chocolate or whatever. You can't have that anymore. We're taking that away from you. Under the guise of losing weight. You know, as I said before, you made an emotional choice. Not one you really had a choice over. Emotionally, you had no choice. You had to put the food in your mouth because the emotional satisfaction you got from food was more important to you than being thin. Really. Think of why you made yourself fat. And that's why, by the way, if you've ever been on a diet, and I don't care which one, you lost temporarily 20 or 30 or 40 pounds, you gained it back. Why? Because you can handle emotional deprivation for only so long. It is just that simple. And when you do get down and you lost 20 or 30 pounds, a great personal sacrifice, what happened? You couldn't wait to get that food in your mouth. Man, that was just terrific. You felt so wonderful. It was thrilling. And you gained the weight back. And maybe you gained even more. Why? Why would you gain more? Because you got so nervous, so concerned, so anxious, without the food in your mouth, you had to be sure you stuffed in as much as you could, and you gain weight, and you gain it back. You hardly know anybody. I'm not sure you know anybody who's permanently lost weight in any diet. We all know people who've had strokes or heart attacks, and doctor tells them, lose weight, marry your Tom, or you're going to die. And they lost weight for a while, but at the end of the day, they probably gained it back. Why? Emotionally, they had to satisfy those needs, even if it was the risk of their life. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. You'll go over this and I'll explain how to solve your problem, and you can be thin or weigh whatever you want. Goodbye.